Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is March the 23rd, 2018, and this is Marcos Gazana speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 158 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm basically going to be giving you a brief summary of the last 14 episodes. So I'm going to read out the title of the episode and make some brief comments. This is just in case you want to go back and listen to the full episode so that you know what is there in each of the last 14 episodes. I do this every, between 10 and 15 episodes. I summarize the last few episodes so that people can go back and listen to the episodes in case they are interested in the topics that I have covered recently. So let me start from the end this time. Let me start with episode 157, which is very recent. Basically, I interviewed an ex-student of mine who is also a friend, and we talked about the Beatles. Actually, he knows a lot about the Beatles. He's a big Beatle maniac. He knows all about their career, and we talked about some of his favorite songs. Actually, I think the first time I do that, I put some songs, I added some songs to the podcast episode itself. So if you like the Beatles or if you like music, I do recommend this episode. It was really fun doing it. Then episode 153 is called Three American Cities. In this episode, I talked about three American cities. That was basically Washington, Boston, and New York. Some random impressions of mine, because I was visiting those cities in February. So I decided to do a quick episode with some of my impressions as a tourist. Then episode 155, I talked about five travel apps that I find useful. So interesting to discuss with students what kind of apps they can use, or what kind of apps they already use. It's a good topic for a conversation class. Moving down to 154. So episode 154 was basically another interview. This time I interviewed a student of mine who moved to Canada, and he talked a little bit about the express entry immigration program that the Canadian government is offering now, and he talked a little bit about his expectations regarding his first days abroad, and we talked about the weather, finding jobs, etc., etc., etc. Then episode 153 is called Collocations with the Word Language. So in this episode, basically, I used a collocations dictionary, and I read a few. I read out and made my comments, of course, on a few collocations with the word language. If you like collocations, that might be an interesting episode. Then episode 152 is about critical thinking in conversation classes. This episode may be more directed to EFL teachers, but anyway, the idea of critical thinking is always interesting to anyone. So if you're a teacher, either if you're a teacher or if you're interested in the topic, critical thinking, what exactly is critical thinking, that might be a good episode to check out. Episode 151 is called Five Well-Known Proverbs and Their Meanings. Actually, I don't remember the proverbs now, but basically this is a kind of episode I do from time to time. So I chose five random proverbs and I talked about their meaning, basically. It's also interesting because then sometimes I try to say how they can be applied in real life, how we can use them in real life. Interesting for a conversation class again. Then episode 150 is called How to Say the Years in English. And what I did here was basically to give examples about how to say the years. So I discussed which ways are more common and also some curiosities related to the way we say the years. So how to say, I don't know, 2020 or 2020. Yeah, so this kind of thing. Yeah? Episode 149 is called Five Binomials Joined by Or. So binomials are those expressions that you have either two nouns or two adjectives, sometimes even two adverbs. They're normally joined either by or and. And in this episode, I basically, discussed their definition, the definition of binomials again briefly, and then I gave examples of five binomials joined by or. Again, I don't remember which ones I talked about, but this might be an interesting episode for those who want to learn advanced vocabulary. Moving on, episode 148 is called The Difference Between All and Every. So here I talk about the different contexts in which all is used in every. Then I move on and give. I moved on and to give some examples about the differences. Episode 147. Let me move on here about informal contractions. In this episode, I talked about 10 different informal contractions that we have in the English language. So I talked about why these contractions actually happen, and then basically I went through the contractions one by one and trying to give some examples and making some comments. Then episode 146 is about the difference between no and not. So a lot of learners have doubts about when should I use no, when should I use not, what's the difference? And then I gave, again, I discussed the different contexts in which they are used and gave some examples and talked a little bit about other forms of negation in English. Episode 145 is called Does Technology Always Help You Learn English? So this is more like a kind of random topic that sometimes comes up. Because sometimes I think about this, because normally we tend to think that technology always helps us learn, but sometimes when we're traveling and sometimes in different contexts, and then that's basically what I discuss. In some contexts, technology actually doesn't help us learn. In most, obviously, of course, it does. Yeah, because then nowadays we have videos and access to podcasts and different materials. But on the other hand, in some cases, we become lazy and we just want to translate. And sometimes it can actually become a barrier to learning. And finally, the last episode I'm going to talk about today is episode 144, which is called The Problematic Nature of Prepositions. Again, this is basically, I talk about prepositions and how difficult they are. I also propose three levels of difficulty, like the basic level prepositions, which are those we learn at the beginning, like in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night, or at 3 o'clock. So when we talk about time, when we talk about different parts of the day, and when we use those prepositions. And then I move on and I talk about more advanced levels of preposition use in English. And these would be when you have those phrases like to be interested in or to be worried about and stuff like that. And then also I move on and talk about, a little bit about phrasal verbs and some more, even more difficult issues related to prepositions. So I hope you find something useful in those 14 episodes I talked about today. I would just like to, before I finish, I would like to remind you that you can visit the webpage for this podcast. Just go to pod.followenglish.com.br, br for Brazil. So BR. So again, pod.followenglish.com.br. In this case, you can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. By the way, I would like to say thank you to all my Japanese listeners. I've been getting a lot of downloads from Japan. And this month, incredibly, a lot of downloads from France as well. I don't know if the topics are appealing, the last topics are more appealing to these countries or learners from these countries. But anyway, so thank you so much for downloading, and I hope I'm helping you out with some, some examples and some ideas about how to study English and how to learn English. And so you can add your email to the email list. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher Radio or any podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can subscribe, and then you will get notifications. You will get the episodes exactly right after they are published or posted. And you can also send emails if you have suggestions for future episodes and topics that you want to, or if you have any comments as well, you can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. So I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time. Bye.